Welcome back to Talking Insights, and welcome back to this new season where we'll highlight women's voices in market research. Today, we have our amazing guest, Constanze Seele. She's the co-founder and executive director of Voices Research and Consultancy. She's also the president of SIMO. She is a member of SMR, member of WIPOR, and you also speak in conferences all over the world. My first question is, how do you have the time?
Well, you know that this is a very passionate industry. I think that in general, people who are involved in this profession are really passionate and fond of what we do. Well, when you have the passion, the time comes.
That's great. And so I had a question about what drew you to this field. You work with public opinion, market research, and honestly, your work and your career has been impressive so far. Like the work that you've done is really impressive. What drew you to start working in this?
You know that I studied law. I studied to be a lawyer, and I started working in a law firm, and it was quite a special law firm. They had hired an anthropologist to try and understand violence better. And I found myself that I was always beside her, trying to dig into her research and help her and assist her. And at once I realized, well, this is really what I like to do, to understand, to have a more profound view of why people have the conducts that they have, or the feelings or the thoughts that they have. And then I did a master's in sociology and decided to come into this industry.
You're based in Argentina,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But you've worked with studies from multiple countries and all over the world. What are some of the biggest challenges that you found when coordinating these types of research, like all over the world?
Well, to be honest, the international research has been one of the things that I've enjoyed the most, because I found it's really, really interesting when you really see the difference among cultures. And that you see in results, but also you have an enormous opportunity of understanding the differences during the research process. When you think about the methodology, then you decide the methodology, but you have issues that come up in terms of the questions. How do you ask questions in a culture or in another culture? How societies react differently to the same scale? That really highlights one of the most important traits that we have as humans, that is, that we are different. Of course, we have a lot in common, but understanding the differences is really the richness of what we can bring over to decision makers, so that they can segment the products, think about new services, and how to communicate them as well.
It's almost like a way to kind of shape how society molds in itself, right?
Exactly.
And speaking about Latin America, you've worked in Latin America, and I imagine like all the projects do have a component with Latin America. How has the role of the researcher, and more specifically like the market researcher, has evolved within Latin America all over the years? Like, how have you seen it evolve?
Well, it has grown a lot. Really has grown a lot. We have a lot of different and new players, especially now with EI. We have new players and new competitors coming on board, which represents a real challenge, because maybe they don't come with the same baggage that we come in terms of how you propose a research, or you pitch for a job, how you communicate results. So it's really a very interesting time, because having new competitors really makes you rethink from the start what we are doing and how we are doing it. Is it the best way? Can we learn from these new competitors? So it's really a challenge in maintaining the things that make us grow in terms of quality, in terms of rigorosity, but also adapting to all these new changes brought by technology and especially brought by new competitors, because technology can be more abstract, but when you have competitors coming from that sphere, from that part of the business, it's really interesting how everything moves.
That's really interesting, like how the competitors actually shape the way that you do things and technology as well, right? Like the way that you've done research in, I don't know, like 10 years ago, it's not the same way that you do now, right? How did the impact of like social media and AI that you were mentioning, how did that impact grew or not in the role of the researcher nowadays?
Well, it's growing a lot. I think that we have a very strong competitive advantage in the area of artificial intelligence, because we are experts in asking questions. And that now has become a very relevant skill. Everybody wants to make questions, the famous prompts. And we have been working for ages and really specializing in how is the better way to ask a question. So I think that we have an enormous opportunity there. Also, we are an industry that has purpose from the start. We see now that brands and companies and institutions are all struggling to find and communicate their own purpose. And for us, it's really easy. We have such a powerful purpose, which is bringing the voice of the people, of the customers, of the citizens to decisions makers, being sort of a bridge. I think that that's very powerful and that we don't use that enough.
And how easy is it to get to the people, especially in Argentina? I can imagine that's like the biggest market, or I don't know, I'm kind of asking, like, is that the biggest market that you work with, and how do you reach people? Recently, we've done a series about polling, and we touched on Latin America, and we touched on sometimes it's not easy to reach people due to geographical reasons or the way that the political system is worked in some of the countries. But I was wondering, like, especially in Argentina, like, how is it to work in research in Argentina?
Well, most of the jobs that we do are for the whole region in the case of voices. But specifically in Argentina, we have a lot of the challenges that you are mentioning. We are a very big country and the population is not very distributed. So it's really a challenge to get to some places, especially when we want to understand rural areas, poor areas. There are, of course, we do a lot of online work. Most of work is online, but still when we need to really represent the population, you need to have a quota of face-to-face. And that's really challenging because sometimes it's not easy to get into the places. Geographically, I mean, they are far away or they are remote or not easy to access. But also many times, even if you can access geographically, you have some barriers in terms of, for instance, we have a lot of slums. And in order to enter a slum, you need to have some sort of contact so that you can assure the security, the interviewers are safe. And so really it's a big thing how you plan field work and don't lose the capability of doing a face-to-face field. Because nowadays most work is online, and so some of the very well-trained interviewers that we had, especially after the pandemic, lost their job. And we didn't do face-to-face during the pandemic. And when we could go out again, it meant an enormous growth for online jobs. That was great in a sense because it accelerated a process that was needed. And now we have it. We are all experts in online. But at the same time, these teams of enumerators were lost. So now it's not easy to find the right people to go and do face-to-face jobs. And it's really important, especially for some clients, such as university or think tanks or governments, that we have really solid teams. So sort of it was sort of a starting from scratch. recruiting again enumerators, motivate them again, and give them training.
That's, yeah, I can imagine that's a lot of work. And it has, I can imagine that it has been like super an interesting place to work with. And to be a manager and to work in such a high position within the leadership of some companies, I can imagine that it must be interesting, right? To overview the entire process, right? What advice would you give to new people coming into the industry? And especially to people that are already in the industry but want to step into more leadership roles.
Yes. Well, on the first hand, I think it's important to be in contact with all steps of the research. Now, because many of the things are done online, young researchers don't have the same type of training that we used to have. Typically, you started as an enumerator, you went into the field, then you did manual coding, you worked with you started your career being in a lot of contact with the base of our career, that is how you access information, the people. But nowadays, because many of this is done by technology, young researchers step directly into analysis or project management. And I think that we need to look carefully into this and try and find ways that these young researchers have some type of contact with the groups, the people, the streets, the enumerators. So we always encourage all of our team, but especially young researchers, when we do here in the office training for enumerators, to be there, to ask questions, to learn a lot, because you learn a lot from those foundation activities.
It's almost like doing the homework, right? You have to continue to learn and continue to be engaged with the profession and try to learn more and more.
Yeah.
I know that you've worked on numerous projects and you've written books like Argentina Solidaria, Una Invitación a Ser Parte. I just have that in my notes. But I was going to ask, from all the projects that you worked on, if you could tell me, like, what was the most, not the favorite, but like, what was the most engaging or your favorite to work with or on?
What I like best is social topics. The book that you mentioned is clearly one of the topics that's closest to my heart, that it has to do with understanding the culture of giving in different societies, how people donate money, donate time, do volunteer work, and work the building of the sense of community, of social capital. But in general, the jobs that I enjoy the most are the jobs that end in important decision being taken because of the consultancy, because of the data that we provided. This means jobs that drive change, you know? That this can be in the social arena, of course, that's great when it happens, but in any way, that clients find our research useful and use it to impact back into society.
That's great. Okay, I have one final thing that I wanted to talk to you about, which is the SMR conference that's going to happen in Lima this year.
Yes.
Have you been to one of these? What can our audience and myself, which is going to be my first time attending to the LATAM conference, what can we all expect from it?
It will be great to see you there, Antonio. Well, there's a lot of expectations for the conference in Lima, a great place. We will have great food. It's always such a nice opportunity to meet with colleagues again and learn with colleagues. I've seen the program and we will have a lot of very interesting presentations about different topics. There will be a lot of clients as well. After going to an SMR conference, I always feel like refreshed, no? It's a lot of work because you have to take the time It's almost 2, 3 days that you need to block in your agenda, and that's not easy, but it's really worth it. And I think the idea is that you come refreshed with new ideas and refreshed by the sense of belonging to our community. The community in Latin America is really very vibrant, very friendly, a really a nice and lively atmosphere.
And I can imagine it's like a great way to understand how work and research it works in the region, right? Like it's the best place to understand like what everyone's doing and the new methodologies and as you were saying, like to get inspired and to elevate your research and everything, right?
Exactly. I'm
That's
really looking
great.
forward.
Yeah, me too. I'm really starting to count the days for the flights to go there. Well, Constanze, thank you so much for this. Thank you so much for the inspiration and for your work. Like when I'm reading like everything that you worked on, from the printed and digital media to the TV to radio programs, like everything that you worked on, it's so inspiring and it's so inspiring to find people like you in such high positions of power in the companies and in research in general.
It's a pleasure, Antonio. Thanks to you.